phonograph records, the ones we used to play so long ago. What if they sound scratchy? The tunes really were catchy, and especially those that said, I love you so. I used to beg you over and over just to set the wedding day. To get you courtable, I'd bring my portable and melt your heart away. With all those old records, those old phonograph records, the ones we used to play so long ago.
And that, of course, is the familiar sound of our Get Out Those Old Records, which introduces 3 hours of fine old 78s. It's getting to be a regular occurrence. We're now well into our third year of the Brady Bandstand, which was started by Bud Heide, of course, and then when Bud retired a couple of years ago, I had the great pleasure of taking over the program, and it's one of the favorite things I do all week long in radio. Well, last week, I was on vacation, as you know, and Mike Cleary, who is our vacation relief announcer, unknown here in San Francisco. He's worked at several of the other radio stations, I think KFRC and KYA, among others, and is also known as Sergeant Sacto on one of the Channel 44 shows. Maybe he mentioned that last Saturday night. Did just an absolutely wonderful job on the Brady Bandstand. So, first of all, I want to say many thanks, Mike, both to you and to Andy Anderson for carrying on and just making a wonderful show. I wasn't even out of the Bay Area. I heard part of it myself at home. And it's kind of interesting to listen to somebody doing your show at home. And in fact, Mike did it so well, he kind of worried me a little. Well, anyway, other things happened during the week. As you heard me in the week preceding, we saluted not only Clancy Hayes, but Johnny Hodges, who passed away the week before, that famous alto saxophonist, one of the world's greatest, if not the, who was with Duke Ellington for so many years. And I told you in advance that we were going to have the big benefit at Earthquake Magoon's, Turk Murphy's place, down on Clay Street here in San Francisco last Sunday. Well, it started around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I don't know when it ended, but I arrived around 4 o'clock and emceed part of the program during the time that Hoagy Carmichael was there. Hoagy arrived a little after 4, escorted by two very lovely young ladies here in San Francisco, Rosalind and Josephine Wiebe, who are personal friends of his, and it was largely through their efforts that Hoagy heard about the benefit for Clancy and took a plane and flew up here. So it was my extreme pleasure to finally meet the great man, have him sit with me at our table, and then introduce him. Clancy arrived a short time later and was there for his own benefit, bless his heart. Three of his doctors accompanied him from Stanford Hospital, and he walked in under his own power, and the place was absolutely jammed to the walls. I guess there must have been 600 people in there, and believe me, it was a little on the warm side. And, of course, everybody immediately stood and applauded great old Clancy and the fact that he made the big effort to be there. And I'll bet that did more toward his recovery than almost anything else was the warm reception that he got from all of his many friends. A lot of you out there that I had talked about, I'm sure, were there. Several of you came up and shook hands and introduced yourselves to me. The show itself was extremely delightful. A lot of different groups came from many miles to participate, along with Pat Yankee and Turk Murphy in the group. Norma Teagarden was there, bless her heart. Jack and Charlie's sister, she lives in the Bay Area now. And she accompanied a young lad who almost stole the show from everybody. His name was Scotty Plummer, and he's 10 years old. And he came out with his banjo in a little red and white striped jacket with a straw hat on, and he had to be helped up onto Clancy's old stool because being a 10-year-old and kind of short, you know, it took a lot of doing to get him up there. But we lifted him up on the stool, and he sat there and played the banjo with Norma Teagarden doing the accompaniment. And he did three or four songs, and he turned to Clancy, and he said, Clancy, he said, this is for you. And this little kid just brought down the house, and there was hardly a dry eye in the place. Well, then, a little later, Hoagy Carmichael got up in front of the microphone, and he talked about the old days that he and Clancy had done many tunes together. And then he sat down at the piano and did Old Buttermilk Sky. Then a little later, he came back and sat in with Turk and the boys, and they did Lazy River together. And in just a moment, I'm going to play you that tune. These are all introductory remarks to our regular bandstand tonight, which is going to be devoted primarily to the great old showman, the high-hatted tragedian of jazz, Mr. Ted Lewis. Gives you an idea of why we think so much of Clancy Hayes around here. That's quite a few years ago that Clancy did that with Bob Scobie's band. That was recorded, incidentally, by Stanley Page at Jenny Lind Hall over in Oakland, California. And the year was, right around 55 or 56. And Stanley Page was there Sunday and recorded most of the proceedings that we had there between the hours of 3 and midnight, if he had enough tape, because just everybody was there. Pat Yankee just sang her little heart out, and Norma Teagarden played the piano, and all the old-timers dropped by sooner or later. I think Phil Elwood of the Examiner, music critic, was there. Wally Rose came by, who was in one of the Bob Scobie groups and also played with Turk for many years, and got up and did his thing on the old ragtime upright there. So it was a most enjoyable evening. And if you haven't been to Earthquake Magoon's, it's a real fun place. Dixieland, of course, is kind of our traditional form of music. And that's where it's at, down there at Earthquake Magoon's. That's one of the last strongholds right here in the Bay Area. Okay, The Brady Bandstand has now moved along to 13 minutes past 9 o'clock. And with the aid of my good friend Andy Anderson, who helped Mike Cleary last week, we're going to run through some old 78s. Go back to 1925 with the Me and My Shadow Man, right after we hear this message. In about a half century ago, that a then young man made his bid for stardom on the vaudeville stage and later became known as the high-hatted tragedian of jazz. His name is Ted Lewis.
When my little baby, when my baby smiles at me, why my thoughts they go roaming way up there to paradise. When my baby, look at me, honey, smile at me, will you? Smile at me. That's it, and you know what that smile does? It brings out the beautiful light that comes to those pretty, pretty eyes. The kind of light, folks, you know, the light that just brings love. Yes, I mean the love that brings one thing. You know what it is? It's real harmony. Why I sigh and I cry. Is everybody happy? Yes, darling, when my little baby, when my baby smiles at me.
How many times have you heard that song?
Listening in. You get the smile that just brings love. There it is, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Why, that's the smile that brings real harmony. I sigh and I cry. Is everybody happy? When my little baby, when my baby smiles at me.
That's our music for the next 3 hours, the music of Ted Lewis, who started life as Theodore Friedman of Circleville, Ohio, where as a youngster he was indelibly impressed by the dramatic gyrations of the drum major of the town's brass band. And he spent years emulating the dashing gestures of the drum major, first practicing with a cane and later with the clarinet that he had chosen to play. Probably more than any other single influence, that small boy fascination helped Ted to formulate his strutting, purposely melodramatic stage personality of the future. Let's listen to the year 1925 when Ted Lewis recorded Angry.
Thank you.
Recorded in 1925. We'll get back to the biography and music of Ted Lewis right after this message. Back to the early days of Ted Lewis. His first professional engagement was in an early movie house, one of those 125-seater Nickelodeons, which played three shows daily for the fantastic admission fee of 5 cents. It was called the Electric Theater, although it was actually a storeroom next to a barber shop on Circleville's South Main Street in Ohio. All the music was supplied by an old-fashioned phonograph, until the manager decided to add some live talent to his entertainment venture. He hired a young man named Theodore Friedman, whose father ran a clothing store up the street, to play clarinet and sing songs. To the manager's and Theodore's amazement, the patrons clapped louder for the live talent than for the celluloid heroes and heroines.
Thank you.
That was called Say Arabella, and also recorded in the same year as our opening tune, Angry, 1925. Those were the early years of Ted Lewis, as you can tell by the sound of the music. Well, Ted, as you heard me mention, got his first start in one of those Nickelodeon theaters, and encouraged by this first success, young Theodore went to partnership with a singing comedian named Eddie Lewis. They were to later share equal billing as Lewis and Friedman on the marquee of a small vaudeville house, where they were to make their debut as a team. But the manager didn't quite have room for the billing, so he changed it arbitrarily to Lewis and Lewis, and thus Ted Lewis's stage name was born. Called That Camel Walk, also from the same year of 1925. Tonight on the Brady Bandstand, we're saluting the high-hatted tragedian of jazz, Mr. Ted Lewis, from KNBR Radio 680 on your dial in San Francisco.
Ecology. Today, every...
And returning to the music of Ted Lewis, here is that Bam Bam Bammy Shore.
Thank you.
That rounds out our foursome of songs recorded in the year 1925 from this old Decca album number A353. I was called on that Bam Bam Bammy Shore. So now we move up a year to 1926 with Ted Lewis. Of course, his career started much earlier than that, and we'll go back and bring you up to date in just a moment. Let's listen first to Don't Wake Me Up, Let Me Dream. Wake Me Up, Let Me Dream, from the year 1926. I made a boo-boo, and I never do that. In fact, I don't even carry an eraser on my pencil, but occasionally I do. I said those were Decca records, and of course Decca wasn't even in existence back in 1925. Those are old black label Columbias that we're listening to right now. We'll get into the Decca period with Ted Lewis, maybe in another half an hour from now. So, you record buffs who are singing and mumbling to yourselves, Ed Brady doesn't know what he's talking about, you may be right. Sometimes I don't, but we try. That was called Don't Wake Me Up, Let Me Dream. And in a moment, you'll hear That Certain Party right after this message. Is called That Certain Party from the year 1926. And as Mike Cleary kept saying last Saturday night with Andy Anderson giving him a big assist here on the program, he said, gee, you know, he said, some of these records that we're playing tonight were recorded before I was born. I wish I could say that. There are a few, I guess, that were recorded before I was born. I'm really not 75 yet. Sometimes I just feel that way. This is the Brady Bandstand from KNBR Radio 680. And probably we should attend to some of our commercial messages here. We seem to have a few tonight due to the baseball game, which we lost today 6-4, unfortunately. But we'll beat them tomorrow. So after this message, we'll get back to the music of Ted Lewis on the Ed Brady Bandstand. Okay, we're back to the year 1926 with our high-hatted tragedian of jazz, Theodore Friedman, otherwise known as Ted Lewis. We'll go into his background and biography, but I think the music is probably even more interesting. How about this one called In My Gondola? Thank you.
my gondola, sweet Raviola, let's take a ride. To you I'll croon, we'll sit and spoon beneath the moon, sitting inside. And while I'm strumming on my sweet guitar, you can funicoli and I'll funicola. If you say Nola, sweet Raviola, you'll have to stroll up from my gondola.
Papa, for those of you who were kind of groping around through your memory.
Thank you.
That's called the Monkey Doodle-Doo from the year 1926 for you old-timers. On the Brady Bandstand from KNBR, the music of Ted Lewis, our high-hatted tragedian of song. We've got another one that I'm sure a lot of you will recall with pleasure called Drifting and Dreaming, and we'll hear it right after I bring you this short commercial message. Here.